Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, do your children say diaper instead of nappy or escalator instead of lift? Have you noticed they're speaking with a stronger American and perhaps less Irish accent? Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking into this for us and joins me now. Hello, Brian.
Top of the morning to you, Claire.
I did want to check. So all of this is because of YouTube and Netflix, Brian, is it?
Well, like, I think accents and dialects have been changing over time. Globalisation, the advent of television, of course, social media have all impacted. You do hear this observation that children here are speaking with more of an American type accent than perhaps a local one. One of our producers, Amy, was telling me she heard a dad in Dundrum at the weekend telling his child they weren't American after the child said elevator instead of lift. So I suppose people are watching YouTube. There's a lot of American families who are on YouTube, and children are just watching a lot of that type of content now. So maybe it's condensed. And I suppose I wanted to examine, is this something that's like actually happening, or is it like totally overblown?
No, it's actually happening, Brian, in all of our houses, I can tell you that. So you want to start by taking us back in time before YouTube and Netflix?
Yes, back when we had a handful of channels on TV. I found this lovely archive, Claire, from a programme called Down the Tube, and it's a clip from an episode in January 1989. So the late, great Marion Finucane is asking children here what they like, what they dislike on TV. And what struck me about this, as you'll hear, is the accent range. Here's a snippet.
I like Hulk Hogan and his tag team and all.
I love Zig and Zag.
I think Zeg has green spots on him and he's brown, and Zig is yellow.
I don't like number one because I don't like the way the two teams battle it out.
I like adventure programs like MacGyver. There's a few others I like, but I don't like the A-Team.
Well, I watch a lot of news as much as I can, but I don't watch much current affairs usually.
I like the Bionic Girl.
By on the woman.
By on the woman.
The Credible Hulk. Sig and Sag and the Smurfs.
Bosco and Dennis Stan and Glen Rowe and Fun Factory. And wait till your father gets home.
Jomaxi is a good program because they review videos and review books and they have all the charts and they review magazines.
I don't like the Late Late Show. Yuck.
A vote against the Late Late Show, but Dempsey's Den getting a mention there. That's a nice trip down memory lane. But as for the accents, is the charge now, Brian, that our accents have sort of levelled now, become more homogenous and perhaps more mid-Atlantic?
Yeah, less variation, I think, is what some people feel. I'm going to bring you one man, a native Irish speaker, Sean O'Sullivan. Better known as the social media sensation, the Kerry Cowboy. He's from Mid-Kerry. And Sean is very, very well known online for documenting his life, his farming life. He's very passionate about the Irish language. But he told me he's noticed Americanism slipping into not only English, but also Irish. Now, this is some of what the Kerry Cowboy had to say.
I suppose I'd call it globalization, possibly Americanization. I do find that the people around me, especially young people, are starting to sound more American. They have less of a Kerry accent than they might have previously. Maybe it's exposure to different sorts of media and cultures, etc. I do understand that accents change naturally over time. Like, even I sound a bit different to how my grandfather would have sounded. But I think it's happening at a much faster rate than it would have previously.
And how does that translate to people who speak Irish?
Yeah, you know, you do hear it in Irish as well. I suppose a lot of the learners, they'd have sounds in their Irish that you wouldn't consider native, especially with the rise of Gaelscoileanna, which are, you know, they're fantastic altogether. It's great to see the language spreading all around the country. But there is this concept of Gaelscoileanna.
Give me an example of that, if you can think of one.
Well, an example would be, for example, you should say in the classroom, if you're looking to have a drink, on Vulcadagum Duch all. Whereas you'd hear a lot of kids in Gaelscoileanna at times that say structures like on Vulcadagum Fall Duch, which is just putting Irish words on the English structure, can I get a drink? It often happens that over time structures change, and it can be very hard to unteach that.
So around you then, you'd notice it, obviously, because the Kerry accent is very distinctive.
That's a lovely way of putting it, Brian, yeah. I suppose we're known for having a strong accent, but even amongst my own peers and like people whose parents wouldn't sound any different to my parents, I've heard words slip in like sidewalk rather than footpath, and just the pronunciation of different words, like, you know, and something I'd often be talking about is horses, which is always said horses at home. But I hear people now talking about horses, especially in young kids today. The amount of contact that's through a screen, that's foreign media, specifically American media, that they're hearing this at such a formative time in their life that it's becoming their accent. It's because once upon a time, you were in your own community, you heard the people all around you and how they spoke. But now so much of their day is being filled with people from different parts of the world. And I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but I do think that the various Irish accents are lovely and that they're worth keeping, you know?
Sean O'Sullivan there and his considered views on the Americanization of language. Couple of texts here to bring you. This one, my favourite at the moment is, are we going to the gas station? I have heard that too. My kid's saying candy, says this listener, instead of sweets. It drives me nuts. Yeah. And Brian, if I hear my 9-year-old son call me bro once more, we may disconnect the Wi-Fi, says that listener. And we're all familiar with those terms because they're creeping in everywhere. You did have a chat though to one academic who perhaps isn't fully convinced that YouTube is to blame.
I suppose the point is, I mean, if you look at England, people don't really speak like they did, for example, in Edwardian times. So language, dialect, accents, they evolved. And while there may be evidence, I suppose our accents are becoming slightly less distinct, maybe flatter. One academic I spoke to, he's not really convinced that TV or YouTube or Netflix is to blame really for changing how we speak. Stephen Luchek is an assistant professor in linguistics at UCD. I asked Stephen if our accents have changed, and this is some of what he told me.
Everyone's accent is always changing and evolving. It's not something that we normally notice in, you know, even a lifetime. It's something that gradually changes, and societal changes especially will happen very slowly.
Am I accurate to say our accents have been flattening out over a period of time?
If by that you mean that they're getting less distinct in different places, that will happen.
Are you not convinced, Stephen, that more Irish kids are sounding American?
I don't. Here's why. When we talk about the media influence on language, this is something that came about quite a lot in the 20th century, naturally, because this is when mass media starts to take off. There were worries in the UK, for instance, that a lot of local and regional dialects and accents would die out because of broadcast radio. Mm-hmm. It didn't actually happen. Now, sure, there may have been, as you say, some leveling. You think about the language that we would have heard as people in our, I'll say, younger years anyway, on Friends. Friends, incredibly popular television program, watched everywhere in the world, and probably had a big impact in how people spoke in 1995 until 2004. The height of that show led to people saying, could you be any more annoying? These sorts of things. But when was the last time, aside from just a moment ago, that you heard somebody say, could you be any more annoying? It came and went very quickly. So it clefting that we use in Ireland quite a lot, that's something that came about through contact between Irish and earlier forms of English.
Give me an example of that.
It was the flu that killed him. So instead of saying he was killed by the flu or he died from the flu, it was the flu that killed him.
And where did that come from?
That is an innovation from Irish. Media can motivate language change. It can affect language change. It can speed it up. What we don't know yet is how much more invasive social media is.
So just to sort of put you on the spot, fast forward 50 years for me, how are we going to sound in Ireland?
I don't think it's going to be that much different than we sound now.
Stephen is American, Brian, is he?
He grew up in Boston. He's been living here about 20 years, I think. But he was making the point, obviously, his children don't sound like him and he doesn't quite sound like his parents. I think his parents grew up in Chicago. So it has changed a bit. But, I mean, he hasn't really lost the accent, has he?
No, he hasn't. But I just wanted to check there that wasn't Americanization. That's actually an American.
Oh, no.
this listener says it's not just children using American words. When did our shops change to stores, films to movies, and they they reach out to me in work before you get into the elevator. That person hates it, by the way. Brian, thanks so much. That was great fun. Coming up next, why you need to consider dimming your outdoor lights to help our bat population.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.